Mary, we on? All right, Pull From The Jar Podcast. We are back in this thing. I am him. He is I. I am me. Two threes. You know me as Jordan. Don't call me. A lot of y'all can't even call me at all. Like, and I got two lines. Y'all still can't call me. Like, let's keep it tall today. To the far right of me. To the far right of me is my brother. No matter what, always on timing. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Chilling, bro. Hey, don't call me either. Please.
And to the other right of me is my cousin, your cousin, everyone's favorite cousin, Cousin Wayne.
Ooh-wee, what a week, what a week, what a week. But yes, it is.
Ponytail
today,
Wayne.
You dig me.
Ponytail Wayne in the building.
Today.
I'm gonna tell some truth. Gonna tell some truth today.
No Abby in that motherfucker. That's all I got.
I didn't know.
We're gonna move on.
It was like pew, and then it was like pew, but then it was like boom. Like damn, where that
ponytail Wayne is different.
Hey boy, and he's sipping on. Okay. And last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room, but he's not the ringleader, but he is also wearing green like me, my brother Avery.
Yo.
The one that everyone loves.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, you know, I'm here.
All right, producer Mary in the cut, girlfriend's also in the cut. How was y'all weeks this week? Well, hold on. Let's start. No. You're right. So let's start positive.
Okay.
We had a family outing Saturday.
Correct.
My good pie family surprised me for my birthday. Salute to y'all, man. I appreciate the gifts and everything, man. Y'all.
You started blushing when you saw us.
A little bit.
I say
you be lying.
That
watch, y'all are liars.
That watch.
Y'all liars. No, I don't know. They ain't told me. No, I don't know. I was just gonna sit at home and just, you know, play the game or something. I popped some popcorn before I came. I didn't think I was coming out here.
I like popcorn though. Like,
I like to play the game.
Anywho,
I
want to start off with a scratch paper. Is that okay?
That's totally fine, brother.
Alright, if y'all had one rapper to bring back that has passed away or deceased in, let's say, since 2010, what rapper would that be?
Juice
WRLD.
Juice WRLD.
Why?
Dang.
I love Juice WRLD.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about the other day of how we used to have those conversations, like when Juice WRLD first came out, and you was you was on the something like
I was
early.
On the something.
You
early.
Was on the something.
Hey, like, he put me on.
He put me on.
I was bumping.
Because the first two, I was like, nah. He was like, nah. You gotta keep listening
keep
though.
Listening.
And then he sent me like certain.
Yeah.
I got it.
One. You got that
pocket? Yeah.
Rest
in peace, Juice. By the way.
I gotta say, my boy Nip.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
Really, really inspired a lot of people, you know, opened a lot of people's eyes, you know, especially like, you know, talking about, you know, moving forward in life and stay motivated, stay positive, you know, keep that negative shit, you know, behind yourself. Just keep moving forward.
And you think he would have kept rapping?
Yes.
Well, like in a sense of like, you think he would have shifted more towards like community?
I think he would have moved towards the business side.
That was his main goal. He was always about his community and, you know, his people, and the marathon will continue.
So he would have ended up kind of like Jay-Z ish.
I believe so.
Yeah,
but in a more activist type of way though.
It would have still been
for his hood and surrounding, but it would have been more geared towards like businesses that was going to help the landscape of not only the business owners now, but the kids that's going up too.
Yeah.
His Vector 90 program and all that. Man. That's why salute to Nip. Always rest in peace, King Nip.
You know, they was trying to throw dirt in his name, like, you need North for music. It's like,
stop it, bro.
So a lot of people loved him.
Bro, I've been bumping Nip for a minute. Yeah. I got Nip all in
my He got fans.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Avery?
You already know, Dolph.
Of course.
Come on,
man.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, those last two was like two answers. So I'm gonna pick somebody else, but nah, I understand why, though.
See,
you ain't even gotta explain that.
I knew those.
Yeah,
I knew,
like.
Yeah.
Dolph is just, man.
He dropped the hardest album at the end of
2022. Yeah.
And R.I.P. Dolph, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. And salute to Key Glock. Glock is still going. Shout out to everybody at Paper Route, man. Still doing real, man. Salute. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Dolph, man. So I'll say Mac Miller then. Because Mac is just one of those different style of rappers that just makes you think. He also can have fun and turn up. He can also get in that R&B sad bag.
And he wasn't an Eminem clone.
No. He wasn't trying to mimic or nothing.
Always been his own man, stay in his own lane.
He had his own pocket.
He's all about business.
Even since the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, boy.
Just the flow that he had, the production, like, Mac was one of them, man.
The best day ever, that makes sense.
Woo! What is it?
Hey.
There was some good music conversations back then, bro. You know what? That's what we really missing. The mixtape game ain't what it was.
What mixtape do you know of now? It's either EP or album. What is that?
Hey, that's how they sounding now.
You know something? Yeah. Like, you know how they put out EPs and they'll have like a song. And then they'll put the song 10 different ways, and that's the
EP. I can't stand that. That is terrible.
Not the thumbs down.
I feel him. I feel him.
Batista?
Yes.
Hey,
get the fuck out of here. Find another career.
That's crazy. They be having dudes like up here. Just, yeah, and then he do that and then slam him. I'm like, bro, man.
He was brutal, though.
You funny.
He was brutal.
He's
funny.
Hilarious. He did.
You funny.
The intro was hard, though.
It was, though.
You want to pop us off?
Yeah.
You want to pop us off? Do us some favors.
To y'all out there, I meant what I said now.
Hey, chill. Chill. Save for Patreon. Yeah. Patreon coming real soon too, guys.
You know, another positive thing that happened this week.
Oh, okay.
I started my new job this week.
Clap it up. So, that bag looking like baggage. Look.
I mean, I ain't been paid.
I was just gonna say, I don't think you got paid yet.
But you can smell it, you know what I'm saying? When you get there, you can look around the office and you...
Hey.
Smell like money in here. What?
Yeah. Like, I even want to give me a little something.
You know, you're going to be the damn rock.
Look. There's a little musty in there when I got in. But it's okay. That's all right.
You work hard for your money.
See? Nah, take a candle in there or something.
Take a bath.
That's what I'm
going to
take.
The odorant.
That's what you should do. Nah, like, hey, Ryan, new to the team, has a personal deodorant. Personal deodorant for you. Dove, Secret, Axe.
I'm just thinking of everybody.
Native, whatever you is.
He said Febreze.
Febreze.
Like the commercial?
Yeah.
If you got clothes that smell like they're 2 weeks old, don't wash them. Febreze.
That's wild.
Febreze, if you want to reach out,
by the way.
By the way, Febreze, if you want to reach out, you know what I'm saying?
If you want to, you know.
I don't want no damp-ass clothes over Febreze.
All right.
Ooh, this is a good one. Is chivalry dead?
Okay, well, I want to see which way y'all gonna take this.
You start, Jordan.
Dang, I want to get toxic though.
Go ahead.
Chivalry's dead.
Okay.
What you talking about, man? It's independent women era. So big boss era.
Let me know.
So we can't do that for them no more. They don't even like that no more. They get their own doors. They walk. They put you on the inside of the sidewalk. What you talking about, like? They don't need no man for nothing.
They dope. They too bougie. Too bougie for that wallet and that money.
Now, if anybody knows, it might.
I mean, expert in the field.
You know?
I'm just saying, expert in the field. You dig me? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Because I don't trick. You hear me out there?
That's another. Hey, boy. Hey, boy, put your gun up. Put your gun up.
Both of them.
Hey. It's all right.
He shot that.
This nigga David. Nah, but do you think chivalry is dead, though?
Like completely?
Like completely?
I just want to hear good points.
Skeet balls.
Clap on, clap on.
Future me. Zoom in on that.
Out. Out. You said the clapper. Hey, boy, you is silly.
Get out.
So, no, it's dead. Like, no one's getting raised right no more.
Hell no.
But... And the reason why I say that too, though, before I get to y'all nose, I don't know if you're gonna
nose.
Say. I mean,
I was gonna say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, oh, y'all gonna say yes? Oh, okay, don't worry about it. But women don't. A lot of younger women don't even require chivalry anymore.
Keyword: younger.
Well, I mean,
no,
you,
go ahead.
You have some.
I'm about to say, this older is women that don't
that's in that category as well. Yeah, I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying the majority. I was just trying to speak in generalized.
You got a lot of people out there. You hear me? That's older than younger women. That's acting like younger women. You feel me? You dig me?
You know how the Breakfast Club be doing like the counters? Can we just do like Wayne voice changes?
Yeah.
And like how many we get an episode.
Like when Andy get mad, the baby phrase.
Yeah, yeah, like we just, you know what I'm saying? Like just do a little.
Or like when Carl Anthony Towns be talking and like
his voice. How you say that? Get out!
Hey, yo, y'all are, hey, man, what's wrong with, hey, we're not going to do this today. We're going to have a good pod. We're going to have a great pod. Y'all better stop this nonsense. Y'all better stop this nonsense right now. Hey, chill, what's up, bro?
He sound just like that, though. That's the
good
one.
He really does.
About to press on you.
Why?
Real quick. No. Don't make that face.
Why are you looking directly at me?
Because he's beefing with
you. He is. I don't know what I did.
Everybody else love you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, chivalry. Is chivalry dead?
Avery?
Hmm?
Is chivalry dead? Nah.
What?
I don't think so either.
No. Tell me why.
But I think it's situational based, right? So, like, remember how we have a conversation about
gender roles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You said.
Right. It's based on the individual.
Episode 5 out right now. You know what I'm saying? Episode.
Plug it.
I'm just trying to work.
Plug it.
I'm just trying to work.
Don't let me stop.
I'm just trying to work. My fault. Go ahead.
Like and subscribe. You feel me?
You know what
and saying? Keep it funky.
Did you just wink to the camera?
That ain't for you.
I hope not.
Nah, that's for
it you. Like
it's for her.
Hey, man.
It hurt her. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna call you afterwards? You see this?
Alexa, play Girls.
I do, I know. You feel me?
Hey, bro.
No, would you, going back to the general, okay.
Chivalry. Is it
chivalry,
dead?
Yeah.
You said sometimes.
Yeah, it's sometimes. So
it's situational based.
Because all... I think some women appreciate it when you do it. Like, if you open their door and stuff like that. Like, me personally, I don't let her open the door for shit. Yeah. Quick.
Ain't that... That would be domestic abuse.
Why?
I mean, because you putting your hands on her in an aggressive way.
See, now, I see... Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to question.
I'm just saying, ain't nobody really hit...
Well, heaven. Get the word
first.
We're not really...
Right. Yeah.
Forcibly.
Forcibly.
But when you
You ain't...
This is exactly why I'm explaining it. It's not really that.
But I'm just saying, some women, they bruise easily, you know.
Wayne,
I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
We beat our women. That's, I guess.
Wait a minute, I did not say that. I'm just saying, you just, you just have a little bruise.
Okay, it's a little too literal. No.
I'm just saying, brother, you know how they act. I'm just, some women. Not all, but some.
So, let's say hypothetically.
I love this.
You took a girl out today.
Okay.
You're not gonna open the door for her when you go to the restroom?
Of course.
Why? I thought chivalry was dead.
No, he said to the restroom.
Why are you going to the restroom?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait.
The brakes.
Wait.
Let's just pump.
Pump it up. Okay. Joe Budden. Okay.
You telling me you grabbing the dough to the...
No.
Like you escorting her to the bathroom?
I thought that's what he was saying, but...
Why would I say that?
He clearly said restaurant. Where did you get restroom from?
Well, restaurant.
No, don't save him.
You don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
Never. I am so sorry, Wayne. I'm just going to be quiet, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Ryan, continue. I'm going to be quiet because he's finna swing on me.
He's definitely going to swing.
That's why I have to keep y'all separated, man.
Avery, all I'm saying is get it together.
Wait, but okay, so... get it together. So here's my question. So if Chivalry is dead, why would you open the door to her to the restaurant?
It might not be dead to...
No. He said...
Wait.
He said it's dead. So if he says it's dead, he has no reason to open the door.
Ask me that.
Hey, no.
Hurt. No. I don't want to ask you that. I'm asking him. So why would you open the door if Chivalry is dead?
I mean, okay, so if I'm really fucking with you, yeah, I'll open the door for you. If I'm not, then hey, you gonna open the door. Sometimes you get to the door for me.
Wayne, if you don't mess with her, you're not taking her out.
Yeah, why are you taking her out if you don't
fuck
with her?
Okay, that's what y'all doing.
No, I'm just asking
a
question.
I'm gonna keep it pee.
Go ahead. If you really not messing with her, you're gonna invite her over to the house.
You take girls out that you don't like?
No.
Hey,
take me in.
Okay, so.
Take me. Hey, so listen. Just because.
I don't want to talk to you.
No.
I don't want to talk to you.
This is a podcast. You got to talk. Listen, just because he doesn't.
He got a point.
Just because he might not believe that Chivalry is dead doesn't mean that the world in general, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was basing his answer off of. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys don't practice Chivalry in their relationship these days. Not him. He's a total.
That's
general.
Not what he said. He said.
No, I'm telling you what he said.
I'm gonna tell you what he said.
No, I'm gonna tell you what he said.
We can rewind.
I believe he's a grown man. He can speak for himself.
No, we ain't rewind. You know what? Went there. Yeah. No, I'm going there.
Why'd you sit up?
You ain't gonna do that. Okay.
So you taking it for him?
I'm talking to you, Avery. That's two. I'm talking to you.
That's two. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna be quiet.
I'm gonna keep it at one, for now.
How?
But keep it at. You know what? I'm just saying, like, if I'm messing with you, and y'all something else, boy. If I'm messing with you, right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm like really down with you, you know, well, yeah, I open the door for you. You know, I'll be a little gentleman. You know,
okay.
That's I mean, I'm raised to be that anyway. That's but true. Some women. Mm-hmm. Don't mind that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, some women don't require that.
That's not answering my question, though. What I'm asking is, if you were to take somebody out, are you specifically going to open the door? Regardless of who the person is or not, are you going to open the door?
No, but tell him, you're Wayne, though.
If I'm really messing with you,
that
ain't
what
like,
I said.
I know that was it, but that's what I'm saying.
All right.
You got too much dip on your chip.
Okay, you got too much dip on your chip over there. Too much dip. Okay. I just hate getting interrupted.
You right. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm really messing with you, then, I don't mind doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I'm raised to be a gentleman, which I am. Right. But I'm just saying, certain women that I do take out, some of them don't really care about me, you know, open their door for them. They just do it anyway. They open their own door. You know, go to the restaurant, they open their own door. You know, I'll probably stay in the car getting something.
So it's not dead. They just don't require it from me.
Hold on, tell me. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Since y'all believe in chivalry.
I don't believe in it. It's true.
Oh, okay, well, hey.
You right. Good.
Can y'all give me at least 5 examples of chivalry?
At least 5?
Yeah, in today's comment.
Wait. From us or just in general from anybody?
Bro, y'all don't want to say yes.
No, I'm just...
Dang, bro, I can't specify you.
Now, you see how I feel when you do that.
We do that. We got to pet me.
You see
how I feel about that. I get attacked, okay?
Time out.
Tired
you,
of it.
Wait. You said me and him were doing it, but now you just bringing it to me.
No,
so you like him.
But you being
okay, I see what you
did. Don't be submissive, man. Like, just
Anyway, five examples.
Five examples of chivalry.
Okay.
We ain't talking about that. Five examples. From either one of y'all, y'all can bounce it off each other. Like,
okay, well, one, open the door.
Okay.
Simple.
Cool.
On the sidewalk, really, to be honest with you, anyway, vehicles are coming or there's potential danger, she's going to be on the inside away from that. Like, crossing, like, the parking lot, obviously, you know you got cars coming both ways. So when you're initially walking, since the car's coming this way, she's going to be over here. Once we get to the other side, she's going to switch and come over here. That's just how I do it. Oh, okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what if she's not paying, she on her phone or whatever, you, like, switch her? Like,
yeah, I do it all the time.
Domestic violence. All right, go ahead.
he has a comment. Okay. Wait. What's up?
I'm just saying, some women don't care. I'm just saying. Some women don't care. I'm just...
That's cool.
Boy, you sweet.
Super. Yeah. Another one I can think of. So, like, if it's raining outside, say you go to the store, it's raining outside. Either I'm going to hold her umbrella up and walk her to the car.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to say, hey, wait here, and I'm going to get my car and drive up and pick her up. So,
you take a jacket off.
I wish I might take my jacket and put it on the ground.
That's crazy. You don't let her feet just get all wet and whatnot. Like, you ain't gonna
catch
you.
Okay, I got a question. You didn't catch me because
the jacket mean more than nothing.
That's crazy.
Woman keeping dry.
Okay, can I go? Can I go?
I don't want to step on you.
So we talking about a puddle or the whole ground? I'm just clarifying. We talking about a puddle or the whole ground? A puddle, right?
Yeah, puddle.
Okay. So if I got the sense enough to see that puddle, I'm going to go around. No. Now you're not going to let me answer.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
You know what I'm going to do? Hey, honey, watch out for that puddle. Let's go around it. Why would I take my jacket off, put it on the ground,
because the car might be right there. The car might be right there.
Or I could bring the car to her. Bring the car to her.
The puddle's still going to be there.
But I'm going to drive away from it. It's not going to be right there in front of her.
Do your thing. Whatever suits you best.
I think the easiest.
Away with a lot of today. We ain't doing it today.
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
You telling me, when you pull up, say like she got some groceries or something, you know. Okay, you getting out the car or whatever. You help put the groceries up. The puddle's still right there.
Okay, so
is he still gonna step on that puddle?
If there's a puddle, guess what I do? Get back in the car and move.
So
up.
So you're not gonna
or back.
Wow.
And guess what? The puddle won't be there, will it?
So you just gonna hit her with your car?
Why would I?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm gonna hit her with the car.
You ain't move the buggy or nothing. Groceries all right.
You see what they're trying to do.
Why y'all double teaming him, bro?
Now you see how I feel.
No. You right. Can I get another example?
Where we at? Three?
Yeah, we at three.
Sure. What if she wants to sit down?
Oh, you gonna pull that chair out?
I will pull the chair out. Oh. Unless sometimes, a lot of times we sit in booths. So like, sometimes you can do nothing. When you sit in the booth, there's nothing you can
do. You let her pick her side
of
the booth.
But she gets to pick her side. I let her go first. She picks the side.
Even though the game is on right there, you really want to watch the game.
Sometimes I want to be sitting right there. She'd be like, this spot's so nice. The air conditioner's not hitting me right here, so I won't be. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
I'm missing this whole third quarter.
I can't see the Celtics. Yeah. Okay, it's all right.
Hey.
Okay, so that's four.
The way he demonstrated, though, it's so funny.
No, because I've been in that situation. Because, a lot of girls, especially if they're not into sports, they ain't even paying attention to what the TVs are playing.
No.
They just pick it.
They hit it on their phone.
So now you gotta make the choice. Either I make her move, or I got to fake pretend like I want to sit by her so bad, but I really just want to watch the game for me. It's cool that she's right here next to me, but I really just want to watch the game.
I'm really just...
Oh, you want to sit on the same side?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
What you trying to do?
Girl, you read my mind. Girl, I just... We so locked in. Why you missed that shot?
Damn.
So what you eating, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, last one.
Hey, baby. Get that.
You are hilarious. You are hilarious.
That not happen?
No, because you know what I do.
Wow.
What you do?
Hold on. Phone.
Oh, so you just not
gonna... Oh, you or something else.
Of course, no.
You
or something else.
You going to be rude and pull your phone out the dinner table.
Wait.
While y'all just trying to eat.
Hold on.
Yeah, women, we watching together.
I was going to say, women out there, would you like that slide? I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay.
I like that. Drop that in the comments. Women, how y'all feel about that? Y'all letting that slide?
I don't care if women. don't like it. If my woman don't care, that's all that matters to me. Why would I care what other women think?
I like that. Good cleanup. Good cleanup.
I'm just saying, you know. Good cleanup. So, number five, right?
Cause
number
five. Because women like taking... Never mind. Go ahead. I see what you did there. I see the boy.
Keep it fucking, boy. Let's go, boy. Yeah, hey,
so number five.
Hey, that sugar... Hey, the hand, the finger, that sugar bowl, boy, tell you.
Referring back to the last episode five, which is dropping... Already yeah. dropped if y'all seen it by now. Mm-hmm. So y'all just go back and
yeah, that was your yeah. episode, Wayne. Hey, Ponytail Wayne.
I ain't gonna lie,
when you on the street, Caleb.
Y'all on the street, boy, y'all.
What did we do now?
What did we do?
Hey, can we get this last example?
Okay, we're
gonna close this out. We're gonna pull from the jar. Come on.
Okay. Last example. Mm-hmm. When there's the last of something left, I meet not see now I can't even
lying.
Use that. Now I can't
niggas
use that. Now I can't even
now
use that.
Now niggas lying, cause you really wanted that one? Last piece of pizza, bro. Like let's
I wanted
let's
that last piece of pizza.
Let's keep it
I
tall.
You last IHOP.
You want
that last piece of pizza.
Yes,
wet.
Yeah.
You right. So I get I this is what I do.
You want the crust on that.
This is what I do. This is what I do.
If you want that crust on that pizza.
I actually do. I actually do.
That's three points.
She don't eat her crust, so I take it.
He's on the hey. Hey, he's heating up.
He's on fire.
Oh, he got a hot spot.
Nigga, we made it.
They trying to hit his game breaker.
Yeah, really. Game breaker.
I'm sorry, but okay. So that would be your last seat. I don't like it, but okay.
You don't have to like it. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. Whenever there's a last of something, see, he don't like what I got to say.
But you're going to listen.
Anytime there's a last of something, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. I make sure to offer it to her before I...
Bet you want this last Hot Pocket? I mean, you just ate. You ain't really hungry, but you want this last Hot Pocket?
I don't eat Hot Pockets.
Alright, don't worry about it. No.
So, wait,
do the honors.
Please.
Boy, you despise me now.
Did you hear he said you despise
me? Hold on. You telling me you don't like no Hot Pockets, boy?
Wayne, did you hear me say I don't like it or we don't eat them? We never buy them.
Why not?
Because we don't want them. They're not nasty. We just don't want them. Is that okay?
You don't.
Now he gang banged on me for a hot pocket.
Wait a second. You don't crave Hot Pockets.
You don't.
You don't.
When last time we had one?
This morning.
You might crave Hot Pockets. Never mind. I'll shut up.
You had a hot pocket. What type?
You might buy the family pack.
This morning, bro.
No. What type?
The ham and cheese.
For breakfast. Nah,
don't worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and...
All right.
Just, nah,
that's
I'm
your
gonna,
man's, though.
Nah, I'm going to go ahead. Hey, I'm going to go ahead.
Hey, I got the ham and cheese.
Let me out.
Let me...
Pepper...
Huh? Where?
Go ahead. Why are you
stopping
me? You see what I see, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me out. Come on.
I'm going to read this. You don't mind.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Boy. Tell you.
But do people keep themselves occupied with problems because negativity gives them purpose?
Of course.
Woo! Yep.
Hey, Chip, put your gun away, bro. Hey, I know you want to keep a lot of this, but some of this, like.
Oh, some of this is going.
It's
going to be.
I'm on that type of time today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, y'all think, like, negativity, like, is that, like, the fuel of it, or that just gives them something to do? Like, it keeps them, like...
I think, depending on who you are, you get some people paid. Like, news reporters...
True. That's true.
...need like, negativity.
Like a Wendy Williams type.
Yeah.
Like TMZ. Yeah,
TMZ don't report on everything negative, right?
What?
I was just asking questions.
What's the last positive story you've seen at a
TV? man, hey, you put me on the spot.
That's a great question.
Hold on. Okay. What was it? It was a guy.
Nah, that wasn't positive.
No. It was something crazy, though. Like,
oh, no, I got one. A man sexually assaulted Kanye West's wife, and he hit him.
That's a positive story?
Defending his wife. That's positive. You defending your wife because she got sexually assaulted. Yep.
Did he defend? Yep. Never mind.
Hey, chill. Anywho, we get away from the question.
Yeah, some people live for negativity. They don't have a purpose in life.
Is that like the thrill of drama, or is
yeah,
like...
it's the. Think about it. Like, there are people that love to watch these reality shows that have no plot except drama and fighting, and yep. they are entertained by that. And many of different shows just like.
Why
that.
Are you gonna talk about Baddies East like that, man?
Leave I don't watch that. Man. I have no idea what they're doing there. But if you say that, then I can safely assume.
I just know they be fighting on there.
For what? That's what I'm saying. What is the purpose of what is it?
I guess they just trying to see who's the top dog.
And what fighting? Why don't they do boxing? The hell,
this ain't. I'm just throwing it out, though.
Why don't they just go into boxing?
I don't know.
Some people don't want to be athletes, though.
But they want to fight.
I mean,
you can get paid for fighting.
You can get paid.
You can get paid YouTube, millions.
You can get paid being a YouTube hooper.
Yep.
For millions. What are you talking about? Don't mean that you want to go to the NBA.
All is life. They doing it now.
So how much?
East Coast, West Coast. Hey, yeah.
They just made it though, bro. Like,
yeah, they. I'm just saying though. I just thought that you know, I was watching this morning. You know, so, yeah.
While in your eye pocket.
Yo, hey, yo. Eye pocket with some orange juice.
A ham and cheese hot pocket with orange juice. That's a good combination. I'm just asking.
I mean, I had water after.
So,
electrolytes, purified.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think.
What granddad say after Boondocks? A full day glass. hey, boy, y'all stupid. What's wrong with y'all today?
Boy. Oh, my
y'all
God.
Y'all look funny today, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
So, Ryan, you think, is there, do those type of people that feed off of that or live for that, do they just ignore the positivity, or they don't have a lot of positivity coming because of that, in result of them relying on the negative?
Yeah, I think if you're pursuing negativity, I feel like that's like that projects onto yourself, right? Like if you say bad things about people, you have bad karma come to you and.
Instant karma.
So I just think if you're chasing negative energy, you're gonna have negative results around your life too.
Just like haters, they see something good and they just can't.
Oh, this is hitting too close to home. Oh my gosh!
No, we gonna keep it going. I'm talking about like say if you hear a song that a lot of people like, and then it really ain't even all that.
Oh, like what people did with Drake's. We'll get to that.
If something's good and you just like, man, it really wasn't all that. Well, why? Because it just, you know, it could have been better. It's like you live for negativity in that sense. Like, just say it was good.
Just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and shut up. That's all I gotta say.
I knew exactly.
No, not yet. What was that?
Anywho, Wayne, so do you think that a person that's being or that's living off the negativity or feeding into the negativity, do you think that there is a certain situation or circumstance where they can turn that around and feed off of positive?
Well,
do they need a balance like two batteries?
Well, me personally though.
You like that, right? That was a good example. That was a good one.
That is.
A pie. Come on now.
But I'm going to say this.
Hold on. Give me some. Yes, sir. Did it again. Two on the board.
He didn't like that handshake. No, he despises that handshake.
You like the jumper?
I left out on that handshake. But anywho, I'm going to say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said the balance thing, yeah. Right?
Do they need a balance, or can they just rely on the negativity? Or if they was just relying on negativity, could they turn that into
a positive thing?
Yeah.
No. If you stay negative, you always going to be negative, and it's going to haunt you. So I'm just saying, if you want to turn around, you can be a bigger man and own up to it and do it. Right? Just throwing it out there, you know, because...
No. Allegedly. He's making a point.
He's allegedly making a point. People don't.
I like that you use that word. I was just going to say that.
I like that.
I'm just saying, you know, certain stance. Some people don't own up to their own problems. That's true. And
or the problems that they create for themselves.
Oh yeah, it just make you look stupid. You know.
Hold on. Hold on. Well, what makes them look stupid in it? The fact that they don't own up to it, or the fact that they try to blame others for this?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Like he said, they project it. So, like, if you do something bad, instead of you owning up to it, you project that negativity onto somebody else or
another
thing.
And it's crazy because you have other people that feeds on up to the bull.
That's true.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. You ain't got to.
But I ain't going to say that. That's kind of what, you know, people deal with on a daily basis. You feel me? Just saying.
So why don't they look towards the positive thing? Like, why do they have to feed off negativity? Why can't they...
Do they know positives?
No.
Well, let's start there. I mean, cause I feel like that's like, ground zero. Like, to get out of negative is to find positive, right?
Yes.
They have to know. Like, if you get a new job, do you immediately just go, oh, I got this new job, I gotta start on Monday? I don't think... I ain't gonna say nobody does that, but that would be kind of weird to look at it that way.
Me personally, if I have a new job, if it starts on Monday,
I'm
gonna be happy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be happy because I'm blessed that I got something going.
That's what I'm saying. Know? So, like, if you go, it's hard for me to sit here and be like,
it's all about the mindset, brother. That's all it is. You got the mindset, you gonna get left behind in the gutter. You feel me?
If Ryan told you that he started his new job and he did not want to go, how would you like? What would you say to him? Like, he said, Wayne, I got this new job. Are they paying you good? Yeah, but man, you know, it's this new job. I got to do this, got to do that. You are going to tell him what?
You my dog. But,
so talk to me nice.
No, tell him how you feel.
Get your hands to work. Make that paper. But don't let that paper make you. You feel me? That's how I see it.
You would hate the fact he's being negative.
Yeah, because he's
I'm a positive person.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, since I knew you. All of you, really. But I'm just saying,
Jordan.
You got I'm just talking about y'all. You did.
I can only feed into, you know what?
Wayne.
Y'all want to stay on the subject. I'm trying to tell you the subject. The subject hitting close to
home.
Wayne, shut up. I'm just saying. Take us out of here.
Can
you give an answer, please?
I'm sorry.
You read the question. What do you mean?
Let me answer and then we can pull. Yes, I do think that people do that. And I do think that to them, it's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. It's self-fulfilling. They feel accomplished when they do that. Even in the sense of, even if something didn't get accomplished in their life in a positive aspect, if something negative happened in yours, if I can have a negative impact on yours, mm-hmm. I did something good today. In their eyes.
You think that eats away at they soul?
No.
I'm talking about like just feeding off negativity.
No. Misery loves company.
Hey, you right about that.
Who wants to be miserable and alone?
They gotta have somebody else to...
Yeah, let me come bring you down. Come on.
I tell you this. My brother's here. My brother's capable. You feel me? We ain't getting brought down. I tell you that now. We ain't getting brought down. We going up. You feel me?
Ryan?
That sounds like some preaching. Like,
this show did. Anyway, you made me lose my train of thought again.
I'm sorry. But I had to...
Make him pull.
I'm gonna pass the jar to you.
Cool. It's kind of like you know how people make, I guess, kind of like how we're doing right now. People make content. Well, some people want to put that negative thing in the comments. Like, kind of how you were saying before. Like, if something's super popular, there's gonna be that one person who's gonna say that shit sucks because they're looking to get a reaction. So I think a lot of negative people are just attention seeking, and they know that being negative is the quickest way to get all eyes on them.
True, because some people do that to like their favorite artists or whatever. Because some people don't respond to the positive comments, but as soon as they get a little negative, then they get a response, and it's like, no, but I really love you. I knew you wouldn't respond to the positive.
And attention. I would tell you this: get out, get out of here.
Eminem made a song about it.
Yeah, he did. That was nice too.
I'm not gonna say what I want to say. It was a good song.
It was a song. I said he made a song.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Wayne.
Come on. Can we write that down though? Like, we need to revisit a few people catalogs. Like, let's like really have.
We'll write that down. Though, yeah. You know? Wayne.
Some people have no replay value.
Wayne, please pull from the jar.
You are
Ryan.
Boy.
I don't
want to. You are something else. Okay.
I just wanted to talk about it.
I do too, but
oh God, Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph.
Hey, Avery.
Oh God.
Shut up, Ryan.
All right.
You gotta listen and delete.
Okay, real quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it. I looked in my library this morning. I said, "Do I have Eminem?" I had one song, and it was a feature.
It's a feature. I want to listen to that.
You're going to look now.
Come on.
I think I got some. Yeah, I got some. That's a
feature, though?
Would you say I don't listen to it?
It was a feature on 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, Patiently Waiting.
Okay, Patiently Waiting. Yeah, he snapped on it.
He did. But it's 50 Cent song. That's the point that I'm
talking
about.
That's what they replay
about
you. Maybe you're not his target audience, though.
I guess so. I like his music, but I know I'm not going to be like, let me play some Eminem. I'm not going to ride to that in the car.
You don't
want to
listen to it?
Just sitting here playing the game?
Go
ahead and read that.
Please read it. I don't want to take it. No. Don't read it.
No. Just read it.
I don't want to keep going.
Y'all let that slide. It's crazy. Yeah, but I love y'all, boy. Oh. Ooh. Twins, one body, two heads.
Okay, so let me.
When I got married?
So I wanted to ask a question about this. Do y'all think it's possible not to cheat with someone right there laying next to you?
What?
With the same body part?
Huh?
Ask that again.
Is it possible not to cheat with someone laying right next to you while you and your wife are having intercourse, but someone else is laying right there as well?
I'm so confused by this question.
So
somebody is with me.
So there's a set of twins
with one body
that share a body, two heads. One of the twins.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, I'm gonna get on this real quick.
Okay, well one of the twins got married.
Yeah,
and her husband like practicing their in their marriage of consummation and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell what you want to say.
He's cheating on her, right?
Not really.
He's hitting her and the sister.
Hey, man.
Correct?
One band, one sound.
If it's only one body part that can insert, like...
Do they both feel it?
Yeah, can they switch it on?
No, I don't know.
No,
she said that she'd be over there reading a book.
So she don't feel it.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Time out. She's over there reading a book.
That's what she said.
She don't feel it.
But
no, say what you're gonna say.
What?
Hold on, so
wait.
So time out. Let me ask a question. So like, okay, how far do we want to go with this?
I'm ready because I have a question to ask.
Okay, so if she gets to that point of like climax, like does she ask her sister like, hey, is it okay if I like I'm asking hold like because like
we're talking about one body, twin heads,
yeah,
two one man, one sound,
two brains, one body.
Hey, so you said she reading a book.
Yeah,
he over there. You know,
doing the thing.
Did you see that?
Do the hump. Come on, do the hump. Do the hunky hunk. Come on and do the. Okay.
Okay. But yeah. She's reading a book. She's reading a book, though.
This is brought to you by Karaoke Machine 4000.
Reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
He's practicing on the other head twin, right?
Same body.
Hold on.
I have a question. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, my mind is racing right now.
Okay. I have to get this out because this is irritating me.
Hold on. Is this fucking, what's that shit? What's that nail place in Gallenberg?
Hey, boy. Ask your question right now.
What the?
Right now.
No.
Wait.
I want to know.
Is this going down in the papers? History books? They put it in now?
Please.
Let me get. They going to make a wank.
Whoa. Okay. Never mind. Hey, bro. Never mind.
Crazy, boy.
Come on.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Please.
He's wilding.
Oh, Lord.
So, I got a question. So, mm-hmm. Like he said, so she be reading, right? While they be doing
that. That's what she said.
While they be, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, if she's reading a book,
mm-hmm.
and they try a new position, does, like, so, like, what is she like this?
You move, I move.
And then she just, what is, like, you know, they just completely move out the way. Like, does that not get irritating or something? Is that weird? Like, hey, I was reading. You know what I mean?
Well, but I'm just saying.
She's going to have to go and dunk you.
I'm just saying, if he's practicing, if he's doing his thing.
What you want me to say? If they in missionary, then, you know what I'm saying, all right, turn over, then she going to.
She got to, you know.
She got to turn over. Because her head going to be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, talk about the turn over. I ain't reading what are we talking about?
What in the. Hey, boy. Hey. That.
Hold on. So.
Hey, yo.
Reading the book and that's practicing.
That's what she said.
That's. Is he dumb?
Does she.
He can't go down on her, right?
No!
I was just saying, does she feel it?
But I'm just saying, look.
She reading the book, like, his motion. Strong ain't gotta be, like, negative, right?
It's gotta be terrible.
It's gotta be so
good. I'm just saying, right?
I ain't gonna lie. The ego in me, nah.
Wait, I'm about to go hard or something like this.
The band gotta move or something.
Something gotta happen. You have to stumble on the page or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you do your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. You doing your thing, baby. You doing your thing.
Damn.
Look. Wait. You over here with the book? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Can you slow it down, please? Okay. Delusional. The fuck? Out of here. What?
Oh my
so
God.
So if you was in this situation, you would be crying. Mad.
Oh, he'd be hot.
That's why I said my ego would be bruised.
Avery. And that was gonna make my dick hard, dog.
What are you telling me?
I'm just saying. It won't make my dick hard. It ain't going my dick hard.
I heard you.
He said, why are you telling me?
Are you over there reading the book? And that way, you feel it or not. Mm. Like,
she can't feel it if she's reading the book.
I'm gonna make you try to skip a couple words. Like at this point, like it's a mission now.
That's what I'm saying. You like, have audio, like, but I mean, you're like,
yeah, like, nigga, like,
so are you cheating or not?
You're not cheating. It's one body. You got two twin heads. Hey, you didn't get with the program. Put the book down.
Get with the program.
Put the book down.
Hold on. That's not way too aggressive.
Wait a minute.
Way too aggressive.
No.
Shut up, Jordan.
Hold on. If I'm going, hey, baby, I want to practice something. I want to make sure you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't disrespect me while I'm doing my thing and you got a book in your hand. Flatten the book or something if I'm hitting it right or something, you know. Don't just sit there like.
He can grab the sister hand.
Wait, Avery, for real. Michael Jordan, shit.
Michael Jordan. Nigga, you feel me? Come on! Michael Jordan, that shit.
Hey.
It's whole thing.
Hey.
I'm done, bro. Cousin, Wayne, that's what, that was the topic I was avoiding.
No, you shouldn't have avoided that.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, bro.
That's,
y'all,
that's
y'all got
hilarious.
Me crying.
You telling me.
No, 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 no. We not going to kick.
What you want to tell her.
Can I hand you this jar?
Hey, baby, can I practice something? What do
just
you
like
mean?
First.
If you got a whole body, you got a set of titties, right? And you got the same head.
Why no, they got different heads. They have different
heads. There's two heads on one body.
Two heads.
But they twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much the same head. But it is too.
Hey, you got a point.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
You got a point.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
come
Jordan,
on.
Jordan,
got
think
a point.
Think
Jordan,
about it, Jordan.
Jordan.
Think about it.
He might be spitting right
he
now.
He is.
Twins, right?
What the body? Twins.
Two heads.
They look the same.
You
so.
Know. Angelica. Sarah. No, we going to cut our hair to say, but your lip is too short, girl. Like,
hold on, wait.
Whoa.
I got one.
Like, come on.
Hey, Wayne, okay. No, I got a good question, though, Wayne. Hey, Wayne. Oh. Wayne, I got a question.
You get one for a joke. Oh, God.
What's
Wayne,
holding you back?
Hey, yo, so, come on. So, what you saying is, there's no...
So, Wayne.
But now I'm thinking about
so Wayne.
Ain't no...
So, what if the twin sister that you're not married to want to go somewhere... But the other twin want to stay and have some alone time. What you going to say?
You going to give her the topic?
One body. One body. Two heads. Where the fuck the other one going?
You still there?
You ain't going nowhere. You still there? What, you going to split up and go?
Hey, Ryan.
I'm just saying.
Come on. So, I mean, okay. Let me ask this question and we'll wrap this up.
Please.
So it was selfish of the one twin to get married because now I got to sit.
All I got to say is, brother, whatever your name is, get a divorce now. Get out of there.
What? They love each other.
All three of them.
All three of them.
What?
I ain't going to say it no more. Hey, so, but I'm saying, though, they love each other, so, like, she shouldn't find happiness because she has her sister is attached to her body?
I mean, hey.
Or she's attached to her sister's body, like, who claims the body? Do they, like, take turns claiming the body?
Do they have one different arm? Like, how does that work?
No. They have the same, but it's just, you got one on this side.
No, but who controls it?
Both of them. They like this.
So what if during... I don't mean... Never mind.
I'm just saying. Look.
No, ask it.
Pick this, though. You seen Beetlejuice, right?
What is Beetlejuice? Yes.
Mm-mm. No.
Look. No. I don't need the correlation. What's the correlation?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Beetlejuice was in that waiting room.
Uh-huh.
Wait on his number to be called.
Uh-huh.
You notice he had a long, you know, long-ass number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had a set of twins right there. Body attached, doing the same thing, you know, head movement. It got up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
One of them to get through the door. They can't operate, you know, the same time. So they got to turn. They go like that. Operate. If you can't do what the other one doing.
So you saying she gonna mess the motion up while you trying to do your thing?
You let him explain
ding, ding,
a
ding.
Whole
I sure did. I sure did.
Ding, ding, ding.
Why did you let him do that?
Because I want to hear the correlation.
Here you go. Here you go.
Hey, I know Trey.
No. I
respect the dude. I respect the dude.
How y'all keep a calm face? It's like he just. All right. Y'all.
I don't control what he says, bro.
Nobody does.
Well, I'm a...
Kendrick Lamar.
K-Dot.
Well,
that's what you've been tweeting all week.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm. You've been tweeting that all week.
I'm telling y'all all week, too.
And I told you, it's not going to happen.
Well, let's
not right now.
Let's give it backstory. We predicted this last episode.
Yep.
We said that Drake was going to come. We heard the rumors. that he had a what? Well, first of all, let's get to that. How'd y'all feel about the push-ups?
I liked it.
The drop and give me 50.
I loved it.
Okay. Do y'all think he did justice by as much as he could of addressing everyone in the time frame? By the way, that second part after the academics drop,
murdered. That's what I was like,
murdered though.
That whatever he already got recorded.
Oh, it's
that's out of here.
It's out of here.
That's that back to back.
When I heard, I said, "Ooh,
drop." Yeah. Oh my, hey boy.
That's what I said.
I just said, wanted to keep it PG. Oh yeah, my God,
and that beat drop.
Hey boy,
bro. When he, I said, "Oh shit," I think he had like two or three loaded.
Oh, of course he does.
He's just loaded.
I say
he's
four.
Waiting.
And he,
I say four.
I think that's why he keeps saying something every single day.
I got four.
He knows what he has, and he knows what it would do. So I'm trying to get you. You asked me to come out and dance.
I'm dancing
now. Bro, where are you
been
at?
Been trolling him all week.
He said, I'm dancing.
All week you've been trolling.
Well, he's...
What?
He's
been, his job.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
but
well, he's been trolling someone else, too.
Yeah. Fat boy.
So what did y'all when we was out Saturday night, mm-hmm. I told y'all about the record. Y'all went home and listened to it. What did y'all think about the Rick Ross response? First of all, was y'all surprised at how quickly he responded?
I didn't think Rick Ross was really gonna do.
I didn't think Rick Ross was gonna say anything.
Yeah.
To be honest. So I was super surprised when it came out, especially how soon it came
hey,
out.
Hey, you know I listened to it. So
I played it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was at the restaurant.
He was saying some stuff, though. But did it really hit like that, though?
Because we don't want that.
Did it really hit like that, though?
The jokes hit. I don't know if
those. That's what I'm saying. It's more jokes than this.
But do y'all think that what he said in that second verse, I think, is very telling? When he talked about, we was on the same songs, but the splits were different.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now I feel like he felt some type of way about that.
So, but I'm saying, just like digging into it, and I'm thinking of why all these people would have a issue with Drake. Do you think that stems from it? Like, nigga, you getting as much from this as I'm getting from this. Well, as far as like influence goes, like you're using me for my street or hood influence, and I'm using you for your pop and mainstream influence, but you kind of using me because your business is, you're using your pop star leverage to make your business better than.
You see what you just said, though? Business.
What
real hood nigga do you know?
This always been a business thing. Always.
Exactly. What real street person do you know that makes music? That's living that active life?
Well, in the streets? Like in the hood?
Damn. Police? Like,
No. That's the point that I'm saying. That's the point that I'm making. Ain't nobody doing both. You ain't in the streets and making music. Successfully.
Okay.
Successfully.
This is like Bob Barber that's trying to
sit there. There you go. But,
it's a business.
So, is he saying that he felt some type of way that he came in with that verse? That verse by Drake, though, on that Aston Martin, though, that was hard. Like, it was a hard verse. I'm going to be
honest, out of everybody, this is the most disappointing for me.
Ooh, Rick Ross?
Yeah, because they got so many classic records together. It's like
you didn't want this Ross record.
Yeah, I didn't want
this. That's what I'm saying. It's not the main event. You like, okay. If he didn't drop none, if he said stuff on IG, you'd be like, hey, did y'all see what Rick Ross said?
Yeah, we got a different response.
Yeah.
So does this mean that the reason why Drake is still trolling Rick Ross on IG is means that he's not going to even respond to the record that Rick Ross dropped?
I wouldn't.
It's pointless.
I wouldn't.
It's pointless. It's really pointless.
He's not the main event.
Yeah, I would not.
He's not the main target.
Even though he called him BBL Drizzy.
Ooh.
Ooh, BBL like on the nose. Wow.
He called him white boy.
Ooh.
I mean, he is, and he's black too. So, what you trying to say?
Do you see? It's not hidden. Like,
it's not, bro.
It's a little
slight. Everybody knows Drake is white and black.
But he has some moments where
he was questionable.
Oh, about that video when he said, you know,
the heart
yeah.
ER.
Yeah.
He got
the picture that Pusha put out.
Yeah, blackface. Yeah, I seen that too.
You know what I'm saying?
But still, like,
but
doesn't matter.
It just don't hit.
It kind of goes back to I think it was episode 4 when we said just his stardom is going. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to beat him because of where he's at. I feel like Pusha did a good job with the chink in the armor.
Pusha won.
Yeah, he did a good job with that, but it's still hard Drake.
Fighting like that level of like superstardom. Like that's
yeah.
How do you fight that? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so going back to the original topic at hand,
I feel like Kendrick gonna regurgitate his lyrics.
I don't want to hear that.
I have a feeling, and I hope I'm so wrong about this. I got a feeling Kendrick is gonna pull some big three, ain't no big three, it's me type thing again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not gonna. He's gonna respond by not trying to respond. Like, I ain't gotta waste my time doing this, doing that. I got this going on.
You can't do that.
You can't.
But he's gonna
do
it.
No.
I hope he doesn't.
No.
He's gonna do it.
Hey, I named all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to murder all you niggas.
All you.
Trying to make sure they never heard a noun verb from you niggas. Then you go and attack this one nigga who got sensitive from it. He finally responds.
He pulled up to where everybody was standing.
This is what you want.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't act nonchalant in this.
No.
How long he got? I say till tomorrow, but you know, that's just me.
If he ain't gonna say nothing, just back out.
If he back out.
He can't back out.
He can't back
if
out.
He backs out, he can't. That my thing hurts. Is, he's on the clock.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
The clock's been up.
So let me ask you a question. What if this is like a, I've seen a lot of people been comparing this. What if this is like a Jay-Z and Nas type situation where Nas didn't respond to Jay-Z's takeover until he had an album coming, which was like 3 months later?
That's a different era, but yeah. Even I wouldn't like that. And first of all, because Kendrick, last album was 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
When is his next album going to come out? Thank you. I ain't even got anything else.
I'd say like another 6, if that.
Six what? Years?
Nah, bro.
No, you ain't talking about months.
I'm just being toxic.
Oh, okay.
I'm being toxic.
If he waits 6 months, never mind.
It's raps.
If he waits 6 weeks, it's raps.
And it better not be no feature verse.
It's gonna be a feature verse.
If it's a feature
verse,
you
know verse,
it is. It don't.
You
it
know
it
is.
Work.
At this point, bro, it has to be a song. He's not gonna put it out if it's a verse.
I promise you, Ryan. It's not gonna, because he's not gonna drop something like by itself. He always gotta have somebody tag.
And you know what else he can't do? He cannot respond to him by saying he's not gonna respond and then try to rap about what he got going on and why he got better things going on. If he does that, bro.
Back to like copping a plea. Like,
pretty much. It's gonna, in my eyes, it hurts his legacy. Because that's folding worse than
Jacob. I'm saying, dude. Like, even though, just like, you know, Drake did, you know, the back-to-back.
I'm going to hit on that, too.
He did his own thing, you know, with Meek.
He killed Meek.
Right? Yeah, he did. But yeah. I'm just saying. But why it hurts you so bad? If you claiming that you the top dog,
mm-hmm.
why you can't just put out something by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And why you got to add, you know, either Future or... Go ahead.
So, do you think that Drake should take the approach that he took with Meek then?
I do.
He threw the charge up. The charge up was the jab.
Yep.
Back to back.
I'm testing the water.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting on you, but you ain't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a missile. I teased the missile at the end of this little jab. Let you know I got a missile.
Got something.
You want to talk about number ones? This could possibly, the way it sounded, it could possibly go number one. Do I go ahead and drop it, or do I play the chess game and wait because of this is supposed to be the boogeyman, Kendrick Lamar?
I want him to drop it now.
You talking about Kendrick or?
No, I'm talking about Drake.
See, this is what I think with Drake doing.
If he doesn't get a response,
I think he's playing. I think he's playing chess.
Definitely, yeah.
He's waiting. I think what he's doing, I think he's trying to wait until, you know, K-Dot actually say something. Then he's going to drop the next one.
Personally, how can Kendrick Lamar get on? Now I'm just thinking about it. How can he get on somebody else's song and then repeatedly diss and then say he's number one? When, if you're going to say you're number one on your song, the song that you made. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Instead of doing this on feature verses. I don't like that. Because Drake can do that.
That's what I'm saying. It don't make you number one. Okay, Cole did his own thing on his own stuff. Drake did his own thing on his own stuff. What's wrong with you?
Kendrick pulling up with people every single time.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you can't. I'm just saying.
Can we hit on that real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Not that because I'm a fan or that, you know what I'm saying, but it's looking a lot more like we understand why J. Cole did what he did, right?
No, I'm still.
I think he won't Drake to finish him off.
Who?
No, I think J. Cole knew like where this was going to go and where this was gearing towards. So
let's not have, like, rap beef is new.
Right, but if I'm not that type of guy,
then get out.
Subconscious activity. I'm not here to talk about Kendrick splits.
But just like
him giving top 50.
Understand? Avery and Ryan said though, you shouldn't drop nothing at all if you was gonna do that. That's what I'm saying. Cause like if you gonna go at it with somebody that dissed you on somebody else, don't apologize because you him up, you did, and I was happy. I was like that. I was going crazy. I said, okay, take home going at it. That's what I'm talking about. And you did the countdown that checkmate. Okay, we good. Then not even 3 days later, I feel some type of way.
Okay, we ain't gotta walk it. Okay,
You don't like that.
Okay. I don't like it.
I just asked a question. Golly,
why didn't it?
All right, thank you. So, time frame.
2 weeks back. End of the month, really.
Same thing.
End of the month.
So by sometime in May, if it ain't happening,
no, by the 1st of May.
Yeah. Okay.
And it better be a song.
A song, not a verse, a song.
It's going to be a verse. I guarantee it's going to be a verse.
If it's a verse, I'm probably not going to waste my time with it, to be honest with you.
And, hey, all you Kendrick, stop. I hate the... I'm starting to, like, really start to hate fan bases, bro. All I hear is excuses. All I see and read is excuses. Oh, Kendrick didn't want to drop today because he seen Taylor Swift was coming out. That's cap. That's absolute cap. Come out. Why would Kendrick respond if it's an AI? We don't even know Drake ain't even claimed the song. He sent the song to Act. Rory and Maul been told you that he had this. They name dropped it. They told you what was in the record. Come stop on, it. Dude. They told you that this was a Drake record. Why does he need to come out and claim it and say, yeah, I did that? Stop it, bro. Y'all know what it is. Quit making excuses for your man. If your man is the boogeyman like y'all claim that he is, at some point, you have to scare somebody.
My thing is, I'm going to say this.
The rumor just can't keep on keeping you on the float. At some point, you got to come out the closet or from underneath the bed and scare somebody, right?
Hey, I like how you word that, though. Under the bed.
Yeah, you
got to. He didn't mean. You a tooth fairy. I'm going to say that. You a tooth fairy. You want a dollar? A gold coin? Get out. Okay? Tired of it. If you don't say nothing by the end of this month or the first month of May, you a sucker. You a sucker. I don't care. Come at me. God damn it.
What's your name on socials just in case?
Heaven. Okay. We good.
What?
We're going to let go.
What?
Damn.
What?
All right.
So,
tweak.
But Kendrick's on the clock. 2 weeks. End of the month.
Song.
A song has
and
to
it
be
cannot,
by itself.
It cannot by be, itself. No, I'm not responding to you. I got other stuff going on.
I just don't. It don't like the fact that the West Coast rappers are trying to big it up just because they from the West Coast. Yeah, so, bro, Kendrick coming. When? Quit saying that because you making him look bad.
Exactly.
You making him look bad, bro. Because you keep on saying this nigga and then he don't drop nothing, then
y'all gonna be looking stupid. Like, just shut up. Because he ain't gonna do it. I said what I said. He ain't gonna do it. And what? He gonna change somebody.
Wayne, I'm telling you.
He gonna do it. Avery, I'm telling you. He's gonna do it.
Okay, real quick. Who would that be?
Who would it be?
Mm-hmm.
I already told you it was.
Just say it again.
I feel like, I don't know why, I just had this feeling. I feel like he's gonna bring Future into this.
Again?
Yes. He's gonna bring Future into it. Retro Boom's gonna make the beat.
So they're gonna do another one.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna care.
That's how I'm gonna hear it. It's gonna be the same old stuff, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't wanna hear that. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be that. The only reason why, because you've done it before, one, and two, niggas have dissed Drake all on Future's album. Weeknd did it, Rocky did it.
You know what? I think Rick Ross gonna be on that too. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I think he got so much to say.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't see if Drake don't rap again, Ross ain't gonna rap again.
Yep.
I really feel like that. I feel like he's comfortable enough to troll him on IG and troll Birdman, and it's the last, because that's Rick Ross' personality. But Drake is also like that. He's getting troll.
Birdman, your house used to be over there. I want it yesterday, baby. Jose, Parallel, Montclair.
BBL Jersey.
Boss.
White boy. I know you ain't gonna let his house foreclose white.
Out of here, bro.
I like the rhetoric. I ain't gonna lie. I like the rhetoric, but it's like. Like you said, that's not
what I want to see, bro.
I don't want to see it because I'm a fan of them two when they rap together. Classic records. Classic. That's probably.
What I'm saying.
Out of all the Drake duos, that's probably my favorite. Like him and Ross and him and Wayne is like neck and neck for me. But like it's.
But my thing is, okay, if he was on that song by himself, would it sell more than it ever? I can say it. Okay, would it sell?
That Wayne getting to me.
I'm just saying, would it sell if Drake wasn't on there? Like I know it would sell, but would it sell to the top heap?
Don't do that.
No. No. Why?
Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that.
Come on.
Rick Ross was selling before Drake. Stop it. Stop it.
But I'm just saying, if the song would the song really
Stop
sell?
It. Stop it.
The buzzing
that means he know exactly what you're saying, but he don't want to answer.
He don't answer.
That's not what I'm saying.
The answer.
That's like saying, oh, okay, Wiz Remember You wouldn't sell the same if he didn't have Weeknd on it. Like, what are we talking about? Yes. If you put a big known pop star on a record, yes, it's going to do different numbers. That doesn't mean the record is heightened just by this artist being on there. The record could have still been good without that artist. Did the artist add something to it? Absolutely.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean...
You're agreeing with him.
I'm agreeing with him to the point of that's how mainstream works, but stop it.
Can you do the honors and see how much that actually sold?
No, I'm not.
Look.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying. Look to like versus Drake being on it and Drake not being on it.
No.
Why not?
Because Drake is a pop star. That's going to happen. It's going to happen, bro. That's what Drake made a lot of artists just off his feature alone.
Yeah, he did.
So what Black are you
Boy
saying?
JB.
For real, like McConan.
What are you
saying?
I hop on a lake. I hop on your track, make a label, think they need you.
For real.
He's not lying.
I'm not disagreeing with what he's saying, but that's not fair to someone that was already established like Ross. Already had classic albums, already had a decent catalog, already had rap beefs. He beefed with 50 and still made it out. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
he
proved himself.
Don't do that. Don't do it, Wayne. Don't do it, Wayne. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know. We know.
No what?
None.
No what?
Why? Hey, bro.
No, what
you
we know.
Me for?
No, what we know.
We just remember the beef. That's what. That's all. You know?
And he still came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you trying to start something here?
Nope, he's not. Mm-mm.
Okay. No, what's the problem?
Ain't no problem, bro.
So, yeah, I'm gonna be lying with that high pitched voice.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. Ain't no problem, bro.
Ain't no problem.
Whatever, man. You gotta tweet of the week. Nah, bro, cause you know niggas be petty, bro. Like, ain't no problem. You lying. Ain't even your voice.
Ain't no problem, bro.
That ain't your voice either.
I ain't gonna tell him what my voice is. That's crazy.
That's your voice right there.
That's what, what's your voice?
He did it again.
Oh, man.
Marvel heads, we get it. You got a tweet of the week?
Yeah, I got a tweet of the week. It's actually just a screenshot, so I don't know if you saw it, but there was this couple that put their child on Twitter. I'll have the screenshot up too so you can see it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna describe it before I just go further with it. So basically, this woman put her child, the baby couldn't have been no more than probably 5-6 months, something like that. And the caption says, "My daughter literally just said the N-word. I'm so proud of her." I think that's what it says. Yeah, so you saw it? Okay. Go ahead. Okay, so basically, it was baby talk, like there was really no words, but it sounded like it could have been words, and she just said, "Oh, she said the N-word," so they recorded it and put it on Twitter. So,
you didn't say the most important
thing. I haven't. Oh, okay. Because I actually need to read it, because I want to make sure I don't get it wrong. Well, first of all, what do y'all think about that?
Nah, you can't.
I just want to know.
I just want to know. You have to get in the full complex story.
I ain't gonna lie.
Stop.
I was gonna say something.
No, don't say nothing. Just give them the whole context of the story, because the actual context of it makes it this 1,000 times worse. And that's where I'm going. I'm a really like. Go ahead.
So
let's turn up.
So okay, so you ain't have to call me like that.
My fault. My bad.
I'm good. Okay.
I'm trying to be like Wayne this episode.
On my side now. Anywho, so yeah, it.
You got a friend in me.
So now we.
Oh, anywho,
I traded you away like Stephon.
Oh shit, boy! No, I swear. Go, no, Avery. Go, boy. Hey, boy, you suck there, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I don't even have
ain't no way, boy.
Then you cut deep, Ryan. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that wound is open.
You cut deep.
That wound is open. Like right
you. Hey, man, you left me for him.
Man, you know what? I'm just going to move on.
That is wild,
I'm
bro.
Just gonna
go
move
ahead,
on.
Bro. All
right. So, like I said, it said the caption is, "My daughter literally said the N-word. I'm so proud of her." Like I said, the child is probably no more than 5-6 months old. However,
hold on, wait, another part.
Her bio, this is what tripped me up. It says wife,
hold on,
mother,
mm-hmm,
homemaker,
mm-hmm,
host,
mm-hmm,
and follower of Christ.
Can you tell her, can you say the race of that young lady?
I believe this is a white woman.
From the Caucasus of Mountains. The Caucasus. And she's proud.
Her husband.
No. And she's proud that her 5 or 6 month old has said the.
She's proud. Okay. No. Okay. No. We ain't doing that. Fuck you mean you proud of it.
What was her purpose of even putting that out there?
Because people are proud racists, and we just try to tend to ignore that.
But,
bro, they try to tell us now.
But my
they're
problem,
proud of it.
My problem is, how can you have follower of Christ and you do
bro,
that?
Stop it, bro. Like, niggas don't be lying.
Why is that even
well,
in
I'm
bio?
Sorry. Like, Crackers, I'm sorry. Not that he's a... like,
do I bleep that out?
No, J. Cole said it.
He did.
Producer Mary gave me the okay.
He did.
Okay.
Pecklewood.
So what y'all think about that?
Oh, you're f***ing delusional. I was going to say that now.
Mayo.
Now, your bio, I need for you to take that Christ out.
Well.
Because you don't know.
They're professional trolls, basically.
Oh, they're professional.
YouTube. So they do stuff like this.
I guess I'm a professional. You can get your ass whooped. You can be that. I can be a professional on that. I can troll on that.
You pull up with the hands?
You feel me? Dog walk that bitch. You feel me?
Ryan, checkmate. Ryan. Now, what do you think?
Yes, I said it.
Future Avery.
Different, like his boxing class or some shit. Who's he pulling up?
I don't know.
Hey. Oh, have y'all seen that though?
I got the score.
It's like this one TikToker, he be doing that. He be faking, like he going around the city, pulling up looking for fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Hey, bro, look. This last one I seen, dude got out the car and put the strap to his head. He almost, in broad daylight, almost killed him on sight. He said, boy, you do this again.
Yeah.
You just did it, you.
Some content's just
you're going too far.
Wild.
Too far.
It's insane.
That right. Algorithm is.
It's,
Anywho, I seen the tweet. I don't want to give that tweet any more light. You, racist.
They deleted their Twitter. Both.
Oh, and they deleted.
Well, okay. It only lasted after that because I think her video got like 6 million views. Because he posted it first, but then she posted it. And after that, they deleted the accounts.
But they're proud to be racist until they get caught.
What is the point of that?
But see, like, that's that. I used to talk to my dad about this. Like, do you think? See, all I feel like happening now is like social media let private conversations and private thoughts become public information.
Yes.
So like, kind of we talk about negativity. You know, misery loves company, bro. You find a bunch of people that don't fuck with people. You go, oh, we relate. And then they all gonna be loud.
Somebody, there was a woman that actually posted, a black woman, she said, why don't other races use their own slurs as endearment? Kind of how we took the N-word and we use it as a term of endearment, but if somebody says that's not black, we have a problem. And she said, why don't other people do that?
No, white people use honky.
As a term of endearment? Like how we use it, though. Like, it's just in our vocabulary.
They made a song about it.
Come out. We don't use it how they used it. They used it to try to shun us because they really didn't know how to say Negro.
But the point is, though, why do they want to say N-word? Like, why is that the number one thing?
Because we're cool, nigga.
We're cool. Yeah.
And we make things look cool.
We cool.
We
the vibe. We make things.
You definitely the vibe. That's a compliment.
That was a compliment.
And all of them think so.
Did it make you blush?
And all of
a little
them
bit. Think so. He got choked up a little bit.
Look, and all of them think so. Yeah, it's a good one though.
Everybody.
Why are you smirking, man?
He blushed.
Oh, I love y'all, bro. Y'all something different. Bro.
Anywho. So yeah, I just thought that was crazy. When y'all see the screenshot, y'all gonna just be like, "What was the point?"
Don't give them no light. Don't go to their YouTube page. Don't do nothing. Please, let them please fall face off the earth into the black hole abyss where a lot of people deserve to go
until they resurface. Like
nothing happened when they try to get slip and fall and hit
you. Yeah. Okay. So Ryan.
So buddy.
We got a anime of the week.
I do. Time. Okay. Vinland Saga. You ever seen it before?
Hey. He be on it, boy.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah, I gotta stop falling asleep on it.
I was
good, though.
So you didn't see. Never mind.
No.
It seen him.
It definitely. It watched him.
Like, y'all seen this show called Wayne?
All you do is sleep.
That's funny.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, go ahead.
What is that?
No. I'm gonna just be quiet. I just be
myself. I don't ask a question. You know.
You know, like Kendrick, you can only fight when you got somebody else.
Whoo! Wow!
Boom! Does that make me Future?
Slick. Who's Metro?
Mary. She's producer.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Ryan, so, okay, go ahead. Anime of the week.
So, is he
Drake?
Are you Drake?
Nah, he Drake. I apologize.
He never talked to you like that. Respectfully.
Metro, shut your But it's not making beat. Bruh, the fact that you have the beat drop out and then say that is crazy.
You know what's crazy though? When he did that commercial and Drake trolled that, oh my god.
Bruh, nah, Drake, I don't know who's been better, him trolling Rick Ross or him trolling Metro, right. But the fact that you hire a whole band to play outside Magic City while you DJing,
I think him trolling Metro is worse because Metro literally cannot do anything but make the beat.
Like, you said something I'm good at. What am I supposed to do now?
Right.
I'm supposed to sing?
Remember how they said black people make funny for doing the right thing? Look at him trying to eat healthy. Look at him.
Dumbass drinking water.
Right.
Oh, shoot.
You ordered a salad. What? Look at him. Look at him in a salad bowl. Get out of that bowl. Get out of the bowl.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. You know.
Anywho. Anywho. Other week.
You're a funny guy.
Oh, man.
Ryan, please go.
Oh, my bad. Vinland Saga is the anime of the week. Basically, it's about, it's like, you know, Vikings and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it follows, to start, this guy who's basically like the leader of the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about him and his son. Something happens to the father when they're doing a little expedition. And then it follows the son for the rest of the show. And it shows how the son, like, grows, how he reflects from, like, what's happening to his dad and stuff like that.
It's like Green Arrow. Did you know he was with his dad? And shit. So I'll watch the show. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Great show. Okay, go ahead.
Alright, it's to my favorite segment. Wind down time with Wayne. What you sipping on tonight? You and Ryan are indulging in.
You dig me? We on this Josh today.
Okay.
That Chardonnay. You dig me? You know, it's something a little tense, a little uptight, you know. But it's smooth. It is smooth, pretty smooth. But if you want to be on that toxic, you know what I mean?
Oh, so that's why
you that's the that. Bottle to go with. You feel me?
That's why you bought that tonight.
But stay golden.
Living my life like this.
How do you find wines you like?
How do I find them?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Like, when you taste them, like, because it's an acquired taste.
Well, the thing is, like, every wine that I brought, you know, on the pod, those ones I get.
No. I'm saying, like, what's your taste? Like, what kind of wine do you like?
Like I said, this one, that's probably, like, the main go-to if you want, like, a little bit of bitter taste, but a little sweet.
Let me switch up the question.
Go ahead. It ain't about the girl, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you go to different wine tastings often?
I do.
Okay.
I go with my granddad.
So that's how you find out. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Granddad got a lot of them, too. So they got me on the
team. He old school, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Definitely old school. I just like him.
Oh, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
You got a wine cabinet?
I do. I got a refrigerator too.
All I know is you go to certain houses, wine cap, boy, hey, collection. Stack.
Yeah.
Then they you like wait. You got that one good wine you don't touch?
I sure do.
Okay. See?
I got three of them like that.
Three of them.
Oh, you got money.
Anywho,
you put your hand all in his pocket, dude.
Yeah,
trying to get a little
one,
boy.
Anywho, song of the week this week, Chris Brown dropped a deluxe. I don't know if y'all knew. This deluxe is super. This is probably his best deluxe.
All the songs hit for me.
Man,
this is probably his best deluxe. Mm-hmm. Not all the songs. That one with T Grizzly and Lil Wayne. And
I forgot about that. Yeah,
that one. Chris, you know I love you.
What's wrong with that one?
Wayne.
This nigga, okay, bro. Okay, this nigga trolling, be cap. Okay, I'm finna say. But my favorite off the deluxe, that Residuals is a fire record. Been on repeat since the deluxe came out. If you haven't tapped into the deluxe, tap in. If you do want to hear the song Residuals, it is on Something for Your Soul, Volume 24. I told you it's out right now, along with It's Up, Installment Part 6.
Slumped, ain't they? That's crazy. Something for Your Soul.
You got a question of the week?
No,
Something for Your Soul. I'm finished.
Yeah.
I'm finished. I'm ready to take you. Right. Come on.
Go ahead, bro.
All right.
Question. So we can really get honest.
All right. Oh, well, I'm glad you said that. I got a good one. I got a real good one.
Oh, God.
I got a real good one.
All right.
No.
Don't worry about it.
So. He about to get this man another headache.
I want to hear it.
He'll be all right. So, if you could not speak, you couldn't use any words, meaning you can't text, can't write down nothing. If you could not speak for a week, what do you think your actions would say to others?
One more time.
If you could not speak, like you can't verbally communicate, you can't write down words, you just have to do. What would your actions say to others?
Like the reflection? Like mm-hmm. This is like a summary report?
I'll give an example.
Okay.
You ever seen somebody, you ain't never talked to them, but you see how they move and you respect how they move?
Oh, for sure.
In that sense.
Okay.
So kind of like blue magic?
Anywho, if you have an answer, please remember to drop it down in the comments. We definitely want to hear the feedback. And also, we're coming with a question jar. So if y'all have questions that y'all want us to answer or topics y'all think that it would be great for us to discuss, please drop them down in the comments below. And we definitely will get to them on a later episode. Definitely with the Patreon coming.
You got something to say to him, Wayne? You sure?
This was a great episode, man.
It was something.
Y'all are,
We what?
No, y'all.
Your head hurt?
A little bit. been laughing way too much. All right. Any last words, remarks, comments? Man, I guess that's a no. All right. Cause don't let her cat. Nah, for real, man. She the producer, bro.
I'm just gonna say
you got the mic on.
I'm just gonna say just
you got the
like
mic on.
And subscribe and you know
share.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, Pull From Jar Podcast, man. We are out of this thing. Make sure that y'all comment, subscribe, check out our socials: TikTok, Instagram. Twitter, all that, man. We be a little active. So rock with us. Until next time. You like doing that, huh?